let me talk here for a moment about some new news item that came out. And I do think it's kind of interesting. You know, Dr. Judy Wood has been on this show and many others talking about the 9/11, quote, dustification, unquote, in which the buildings were not demolished but were dustified by some direct energy weapon. Hitherto unknown, though theoretically known, but the actual working is not known. And she was on and laid out her case, brought up some very good points that can't be explained by demolition, and it just ignored by him. My favorite is the cars that were just incinerated around in certain areas of the World Trade Center. Just incinerated. There's no chance that that could have been done by falling debris. Plus, the ground around these items and the bottom of the cars themselves are fine. In many cases, it's just the top part as if a light was shined on it and disintegrated what the light hit and what the light didn't hit, didn't. Very good point. These cars are near and far from the Trade Center. And she brought up this point, and it's very good. Not been dealt with by the other guys. Well, interesting enough, she has a court case that she is suing the NIST for the report on the World Trade Center, claiming that, you know, you guys didn't actually explain how it fell down. And it was thrown out at one point, and then she argued again, or her lawyers argued. And the judge gave it an actual hearing. So she will be making arguments. The QTAM, Q-U-I-T-A-M, probably a legal term. Court of Appeals, Second Circuit Court date, Thursday, June 23rd. This Tuesday, 10 a.m. in the Thurgood Marshall U.S. Courthouse, 40 Poly Square, or I should say Poly, P-O-L-E-Y, Square, New York, New York, and so forth. So it's Wood versus Applied Research Associates. So here's a case of an actual court case around the World Trade Center. It's a bona fide court case. Now, I don't know. One might say, well, they picked her because they're going to laugh her out of court and use her as an example. Or perhaps is legally, actually, honestly, legally got through up to this point in the system. I don't know the answer. But I do see that this is transpiring. If you go to my website, feet2fire.com, and scroll down in there, you'll see the notice of this. I have a link to the show that we did, and you can listen to the archives if you haven't. I also have a link to the original press release that was posted, and not by her, by someone named Andrew. And there is a PDF file having to do with this case that you can download, again, from her site. The link is here, but it goes over there. And there's more information about this case. There's links there. So I wanted to bring that up. It's very interesting that this course came up. And, you know, there is some infighting amongst the 9/11 truth people. Obviously, you're going to people disagree. But there seems to be some infighting. I don't know how else to call it that. It is definitely energetic brawl of words between some people. And they have not taken her at all seriously. Just because the weapon that she says to use is not obviously provable, if I can use that word, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Though it would, you know, it would be nice if we could have some items that'll be listed here. Let me see what's going on. I got some. Okay, we got no problem here. All right, so there we go. That is what I wanted to mention. We